and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Mary, what's going on today?
I'm a little beside myself here. My husband's constantly saying I need to lose weight, and I'm trying. I'm really trying, and he just doesn't really support me in it. And it just really hurts my feelings a lot.
Well, are you making any efforts, or are you just doing the exact same thing?
I'm going to the gym. I meet with a personal trainer every now and then, and I've tried a lot of diets. I just can't lose the weight. I don't know if it's hormones or what. It's just not going away.
But does he actually, like, use the F word? He calls you fat, or he just, like, makes comments?
Yeah, no, he says it. Or he'll make, like, pig noises or something when if I go to eat something or reach for a dessert or something. It hurts my feelings. This is the way I am.
And did you tell him that it hurts your feelings?
Yeah, I do. I tell him. It doesn't seem to matter to him. He just thinks, he says I'm not really trying. And I am. It's not easy.
Right,
it's,
of course.
It's really hard.
Yeah, all right, hold on. Let's call your husband, okay?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, Michael?
Yes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Hi, how can I help you?
Mike, want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from your wife who tells us that you used the F word when talking to her about losing weight. She says you're not supportive as she tries to get more healthy right now at this point. She says that, frankly, you're a little bit derogatory. What's going on here?
You got to be kidding. She called you guys?
Yeah, what's happening?
Let me start off by saying, look, I love my wife, but she's not the girl that I married. She's fat. She's been going through this for 5 years. I've been telling her to lose weight, and she won't do it. I had a refrigerator full of Weight Watchers meals that she doesn't use, but she comes home and buys a cake, and she eats half of it.
You realize what you sound like right now, right? You sound awful.
Yeah.
I didn't try to sound awful at the beginning, but she needs tough love. She's got to lose weight. You don't know how many times that she makes appointments with trainers, and then she cancels the appointments with them.
Have you tried being more supportive of her? Maybe that would work?
At the beginning, I was supportive, but she needs tough love. She needs something to motivate her to stop eating so much. I mean, it's not fair to me. It's not fair to the other people in the family. I mean, if you would see her, you'd agree with me. She's fat.
I can't believe you. I just can't believe you.
I mean, she goes to...
See what he's doing? It's on the radio. And he's calling you that.
You spend all these monies on diets and you don't do anything about it. You spend all these monies on cleanses and you never use them. When do you start to make an effort?
I do use them. I do. I do make an effort. You just...
No, you don't.
Why don't you work out with me? Why don't you, like, you know, why don't you help me?
Because I don't need to lose weight.
I don't really care.
Well, guys, what we do here
I'm the same weight as when we got married.
Guys, what we do here is we put things to a vote and we can see what our audience has to say. You know what? Michael, there may be some people out there that agree with you that, you know, it's like a vicious cycle and she does need a little bit of tough love. And there may be others that say the way you're handling this is just mean and you should accept and love your wife for who she is and just keep your mouth shut. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Absolutely.
All right. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
He's calling it tough love. Calling his wife fat. Says she's, you know what? She does the same thing all the time. Mm-hmm. She says she's going on a diet, then she doesn't follow through. She hires these trainers and spends money, then she cancels her appointments. And she says, you're hurting my feelings when you say things like that. He says, I don't know what else to say to you to make you realize you need to lose weight.
Hey, he said he's been working on it for 5 years on this stuff. And he started nice and he was supportive before. And to no effect, he's tired of all the gimmicks. Do something or this is what you're going to hear from me.
Oh, boy. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think of this mess? Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I side with the husband. He's begging her to lose weight for a reason. She needs to stay away from the refrigerator. Start working out. That's it.
Oh, my God. I have to be on her side. That was the rudest thing I've ever heard anybody say. Oh, my God. That was crazy.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the wife's side. I think that there's a fine line between giving tough love and just being straight up rude and not caring about her feelings. I think calling her fat, that's just being a jerk.
Yeah, it's okay. I don't know.
Couple things I'll just point out here.
Yeah.
We called him. He didn't call us to complain about his wife. He wasn't broadcasting this stuff. And again, he's worked on her for a while. If we're to believe both of them and what they say, he was nice before. And, I mean, I don't know.
I know.
Just
this is one of those
it's
ones.
It's so uncomfortable for me to try and, you know, give a different angle. But, I mean, there it is, you know.
I don't know. What do you
With
think?
With me, I'd be just silent.
This is what we do.
I would be silent.
We just give it to the audience. 1-800-330-9999. What do you think about this? Call us. Sometimes Raven and I just like to be quiet. And this is one of those situations where, yeah, it's just not so pretty. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9, today's best mix.
Listen, it's never okay to call somebody fat. I don't care who it is that you're talking to. I mean, you can say it to your friend when you guys are joking back and forth, but that's the only situation, really. You're talking about somebody you care about or somebody you don't know. It's not okay. It's never going to be okay.
But the situation is that Michael's been telling his wife for years to stick with these diets she's on, and
right.
She doesn't. He says, well, now she needs tough love.
He's in a very tough situation. Is he supposed to watch her degrade her health and go on and do this until they're no longer happily married, or is he until she's got a health problem? I don't know.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. He used the fat word, though.
Right.
What do you think about this?
Can't
Whose side
that.
Are you on? Yeah, what do you think?
I'm on his side. Look, I have a very similar relationship with my sister. Obviously, for me, because of my job, being fat would not work for me. But my sister is a junkie. She goes through all these different diets. You know, she's like, I just want more support. It's been years. It doesn't work. It's just people just need to make a commitment and lose the weight.
Hi, good morning. I'm definitely on her side. I don't know if he's going through a midlife crisis where he thinks he wants a better model. He's got a three-letter word for her, fat. I've got a three-letter word for him, pig.
I am on her side. She does need to lose weight. She needs to lose him. He is the rudest, most obnoxious, controlling. That's what he is. She needs to get rid of him. Because you know why she's not losing weight? Because her self-esteem is so low from that jerk. How can somebody be so rude?
Hi, whose side are you on this morning?
I would have to go with the wife because I feel like the husband was too disrespectful.
Yeah, you know, there's nicer ways to say this. He just hasn't found those right, nice words.
Just doesn't, it's just not within his vocabulary.
Right.
Yeah, but then again, the husband, what he could do is that he could go to the gym with her, support her emotionally, and, you know, be there for her.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning, it's Mary and Michael. And Michael, our audience agreed with Mary. You just sound mean. And granted, this may be a hard time for her, and she may not be losing the weight like you were hoping, or even like how she was hoping, but being supportive as a husband is more important than being critical. If you think that's going to work, it's not.
Well, they should try living with her and see her go through a strawberry shortcake.
Michael, maybe you should just be a little bit nicer to her and support her a little bit more.
Look, I love my wife, and I would do anything to help her. But I'm concerned about her. I'm concerned that her health is not going to be good as we move forward in our lives. I'm worried that she's going to start having problems with her heart and diabetes and things like that. And I want to help her. But I need her to help me, too, to help her.
Mary, do you think you can maybe help Michael understand what you need to hear from him to, you know, be positive and keep you on a good path?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's nice because it's nice to hear that you're loved, and that kind of will help me a little bit more, maybe be motivated.
Well, honey, you know that I love you. You know that I love you.
Okay. All right.
You know that I love you, and you know this is that I want to help you. I want us to be able to do this together.
I'm going to try harder.
All right.
If you want me to go to the gym with you, then I'll go to the gym with you, and we'll do this together.
Oh, that would be awesome. That would be awesome.
All right. That's great.
Thank you.
Guys, thanks so much for coming on the show today. Best of luck to both of you. And if anybody else has an issue.
Thank you.
You can send us an email, too. It's couplescore@star999.com. And, guys, we're really excited. All this week, Judge Marilyn Million from the People's Court is going to be joining us on the air to talk about her verdict for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. We're going to hear from her coming up next on Star.
Let me start off by saying, look, I love my wife, but she's not the girl that I married. She's fat.
Yeah, that just happened on the Honda of Westport Couples Court.
And joining us now, Judge Marilyn Million from the People's Court. She's going to be giving her verdict on our Honda of Westport Couples Court. So, Judge Million, she's so upset because her husband called her straight up fat. Now, it sounds so awful, but, you know, she knows that she's overweight and she's been trying to lose weight and things like that. His argument is that he is so sick of her spending money on all these fad diets. She doesn't stick to them. She's blowing all this money on trainers and then she doesn't go to them. And he says, like, this is kind of tough love. She needs to hear it from him. What are your thoughts on that?
I think you should sleep with one eye open, is what I think, because it is one thing. It's so easy not to be, you know, men sometimes, they just don't think. It's so easy not to get in trouble in this regard. All you have to do is couch it in terms of health. It, you know, you can say, I'm worried about your health. You know, you really need to be more heart healthy. I'm worried about your blood pressure. There's so many ways you can do it besides saying you're fat. You know, saying you're fat is, it's just, it's not going to motivate her. It's just going to upset her and make her feel worse about herself. So I don't think there's, if my husband called me fat, honestly, he'd be choking on a pillow at night. And my husband will be subtle. He'll say things like, if I happen to have gained, you know, some weight, or, you know, whatever, he'll just say, you know, we both have to start making good, better choices. I know exactly what the man is saying. I know the subtext is, hey, you've gained some weight. I think that you, when you're sharing your life with somebody, you shouldn't be walking on eggshells. You should be able to express yourself, just not that way. Why make it so blatantly insulting? There's just no need for it. It's not effective. It's not going to achieve his objective. Better to couch it in terms of health and do it with her. If you want to motivate somebody, get off your butt and do it with her, with her, with her. Not just do it on your own at the same time, but actually with her.
Well said, Judge Marilyn Million from the People's Court. And we are taking you to a live taping to see the People's Court in Stanford on November 16th. If you would like to join Raven and I, call me now at 1-800-330-9999.
Tell us the phrase that pays and we'll make you a winner.